And now the part of our show where successful people allow themselves to be humiliated by answering trivial questions. It's a game called Not My Job. Now, a lot of famous people have refused to come on our show when we've asked. You know, Presidents Bush and Clinton have both turned us down. John Madden, a lot of others. We have found a workaround. Our guest today, Frank Caliendo, is acclaimed as the best impressionist working today. You can see him and hear him on his own new TV show on TBS called Frank TV. Frank Caliendo, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
All right, how are you?
We're good. We're good. So like every other baseball fan in America, we got to see you do a whole bunch of your impressions in those ads for Frank TV.
Yeah, two words for every baseball fan in America: I'm sorry.
Are you
every 4 seconds, Frank TV, Frank TV, Frank TV, boom, we get it.
This was obviously being promoted by TBS during their broadcast of the playoffs, so they were promoting the show heavily. So how did you first discover you had a talent for impressions?
I used to, mimic people when I was a kid in classes and stuff like that and do impressions of teachers. And then when I got into college and I looked in the mirror just one day and decided to jut out my chin, I was like, hey, how would you like some nacho cheese flavored Dorito? Take crunch all you want. We'll make more. I was like, wow, I guess I could do this. And then I walked around pretending to be Robin Williams for a few years. And that sounds a little weirder than it is, but
you didn't actually.
I used to work at an indoor baseball place, and I'd be going, "Oh my gosh, here we go, and we're dancing, we're back, okay." And I tried to do different versions of people. I didn't want to do like the over-the-top version of like a Robin Williams everybody's doing. I wanted to do like a, the laid-back Robin Williams, the one where you grow a beard and try and win an Academy Award. That's what I'm talking about, my friend.
Like the Patch
wow.
Adams.
Yeah.
Yes, Patch Adams. Patch Nicotine Adams. Patch Adams. I just quit smoking. There we go.
Yes.
Now, you're very famous. In fact, it's one of the things that helped you rise with your pretty good President Bush impression.
Yeah. It's great when he gets to the end of the sentence and he can't think of that last word. And you find yourself kind of rooting for him to get it. It's like you from the water boy. You're like, you can do it, you want him to get there so bad. We talk about something serious like the terrorists. But these terrorists, these guys are, these guys are bad.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had two choices, bad and not good.
I have to ask, I have a question. I just happened to question this week for President Bush. I was wondering, I said I'll never talk to him. Could I talk to him now?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Fire, whatever you got.
Okay, well, Mr. President, we had your press secretary on last week.
Okay, who was that?
That would be Dana Perino.
Ah, yeah, okay, well, I remember. Yeah.
And she was on our show, and she admitted that she did not know what the Cuban Missile Crisis was at one point that she was asked about that. And
well, hold on. She's not from Cuba. How would she know?
Well, I guess that's my question. So that's okay with you that she didn't know that?
Well, yeah. I mean, if I don't expect her to know something I don't know anything about.
I wanted to ask you, I mean, you do so many contemporary people. Have you ever, gotten a reaction from one of the people you imitate? Tell you what they think?
Well, John Madden doesn't like me at all. My manager went up to him at the Super Bowl and said, what do you think of the guy who does the great John Madden impression? He's like, I don't like it. He's like, what do you mean you don't like it? I don't like him. I hate Hollywood people. I should have been Shrek. He didn't say the Shrek thing, but that's probably why he doesn't like me. I say things like that. You know, it was just fun. And Leno did sketches with me, with the Fox pregame stuff, making fun of Terry Bradshaw. And every Sunday during football season, I work with Terry Bradshaw, which is like being on American Idol, and Bradshaw thinks he's Simon Cowell, because during the show, he'll be like, not funny, Frank, not funny. And then after the show, he's always like, very funny, Frank, very funny. Why can't you say that while I'm on TV? Well, Howie hasn't explained the joke to me at that point. Come on, I'm fucking the world.
Frank, we have heard that you have actually pranked people. You have actually, recorded or called people up even and pretended to be somebody else?
Years ago. I mean, I got in trouble years ago because somebody had me call one of the news organizations as John Madden and say, I don't want to work with Al Michaels anymore. He's driving me nuts.
Oh, and that's like, hilarious.
Yeah, they're like, have you been drinking? You bet. And I just realized that those powers were better used for good instead of evil.
Wait, you did that about John Madden, you mean?
Yeah, they had me call up as John Madden and say, I don't want to work with him. And they were going to put me on the air.
And you don't know why he doesn't like you?
Well, Frank Caliendo, we are delighted to have you with us. We've invited you here to play a game we're calling...
You're Oliver St. John Mollusk, 8th Lord of Clatham.
Britain may have lost its empire, but it will always have its rich tradition of eccentrics, meaning, of course, crazy people who happen to have a lot of money. Vanity Fair has just published a survey of British aristos, past and present. We're going to ask you three questions about them. Get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice in their home answering machine. Carl, who is Frank Caliendo playing for?
Peter Frank is playing for Molly Rowe of Houston, Texas.
Ready to play?
Frank stepped away from the phone. I'll do this.
All right. I was going to say. Frank,
I feel like I'm on a roll. Let's go.
All right. Here we go.
Question numero uno.
You got it. I'm so glad because I had heard you were bilingual and now I know you are. All right.
Yeah, speak Españolish.
All right, first question. Not all British aristocrats wasted their lives in idle pursuits. For example, Sir George Reresby Sitwell, son of Sir Sitwell Sitwell, was known back in the early 20th century for his unusual inventions, including which of these? Was it A small pistol for shooting wasps, B, a steel hat to protect the wearer from suddenly falling trees, or C, spring-loaded pants to help the wearer rise to his feet?
Well, I own all three of those. I'm not sure which time period they're from. But I will go with two.
You're going to go with the second one, the steel hat.
Steel hat.
No, it was actually the pistol for shooting wasps.
Ah, yes, by process of elimination.
It would have to be, yeah. The wasp shooting pistol. He was known as an eccentric. He had a sign posted outside his estate. It said, I must ask anyone entering the house never to contradict me in any way, as it interferes with the functioning of the gastric juices and prevents my sleeping at night. You still have two more chances to, and history will judge ultimately, but you still have two more chances to get it right. Here we go. In 1999, Tony Blair forced all the hereditary members of the House of Lords to justify their positions in government. He asked them to come up with a platform, an idea to improve the nation. What was the suggestion of one Viscount Monckton of Benchley? Was it A, all men should be required to wear hats so they can doff them to ladies on the street? B, all cats shall be muzzled whilst outside to prevent their attacking mice and birds? Or C, the government should subsidize a nationwide campaign to plant honeysuckle bushes to improve the nation's scent?
Wow.
They're all nice ideas.
Yeah, they're all helpful. I'm going to go with A.
You're going to go with A. All men should be forced by law to wear hats.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, you have the answers. Tell me.
No. I'm afraid the real answer was B, the cats being muzzled.
Oh, it was one of the other two I was going to go with.
Yeah, I know. He said the muzzles would, quote, stop the agonizing torture of mice and small birds. Apparently, he meant it as a joke, but nonetheless, he did not win his seat in the election, and he retired to his country estate.
How many of these do I have to get right?
Say again?
How many of these do I have to get right?
You have to get two right, and you have one left.
Well,
and
I still got a pretty good chance.
Yeah, yeah. Last question. Sometimes eccentricities can be deadly. There is circumstantial evidence to suggest that the Earl of Mar might have died while in pursuit of his hobby, which was what? A, juggling torches, B, bicycling backwards, or C, kicking pigeons?
Kicking pigeons.
I'm going to go with kicking pigeons.
Of it.
You're correct, sir.
Yes!
Well done.
How do you die from that?
This is what happened. The Earl of Mar was found...
The pigeon flies away.
No, he was found dead under his balcony with no explanation of how he had happened to fall. So people surmised, because he had written down kicking pigeons as his hobby in his entry in Who's Who, that some people surmised that he had gone a pigeon too far. He was out there. He was angry. He went to get it. Pigeon had his vengeance. Carl, how did Frank Caliendo and his friend do in our quiz?
Peter, the president, Frank, had just one correct answer. He needed two to win for Molly Rowe.
Oh.
It's about a 30% approval rating.
Yeah. There. Mr. President, do you take this as a repudiation of your question-answering abilities?
If I knew what repudiation was, yeah.
This is great. The president did it, so Frank has complete deniability.
Yeah, I don't know what happened here. Yeah. I didn't even have the phone the whole time. Yeah. You want to play now?
No, we can't. No, I'm afraid we're out of time. Frank Caliendo, as you've heard, is a master impressionist. You've seen him on Fox NFL Sunday, and of course now on his own TV show, Frank TV, airing on TBS Tuesday evenings at 11 p.m. Eastern. Frank Caliendo, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Bye, Frank.
Thank you. Bye-bye, sir.